Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello everyone, Andy here, and here's what you can look forward to in today's episode.
In today's episode, I was joined by Baltimore Ravens fan Shane Harris as we preview Week 9 in the NFL. I discuss just how poor I think this Tennessee Titans team is.
I don't think Tardae Spade is one that's going to inspire you to win championships.
No, not really, no.
Shane discusses his team's chances of sneaking the AFC North, as his team face my team in the Miami Dolphins on Thursday Night Football.
And if you look at the Ravens' remaining schedule now, beginning tonight, and if you compare that to the Steelers' remaining schedule, I still think we win the North. I really do.
As we predict each game winner in Andy versus the Guest. Hope you all enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the Across the Pod NFL podcast. I am, as ever, your host today, Andy Davis, and we are here to preview Week 9 of the 2025 NFL season. Now with me, I've got a returning guest, and as the Dolphins are playing the Ravens, there's only one man to come on the show when it comes to the Ravens. Say his name and he appears. Please welcome Shane Harris.
There you go. I love that. Say his name and he appears. How's things, my old buddy? You all right?
Yeah, good, mate. Can't complain. We are 2 weekends away now from the Berlin game, which is taking place on the 7th of November between the Falcons and the Colts. And we've, in the last day or two, been given confirmation we are going to be attending this game. So keep an eye out for socials for all of that, for those who are listening. Keep an eye out for all the stuff where you can see me report on the place where the Dan headbutted Materazzi, which for me, as someone who loves that moment in football history, is looking forward to that a lot.
I remember I was watching that game in a pub in my beautiful hometown of Neutrodiga. I remember it well.
Yeah, it's actually the shock factor there is always something I always... It's the first World Cup I watched fully. The first World Cup I ever watched was the 2002 one, but that was mainly just a couple of games for England, the final. But then that 2006 World Cup was the first one that I watched pretty much in full. And that, for that moment to come, one of the best players I've ever watched end his career like that, sensational. But looking forward to bringing new stuff from there. Normally you have teams who are playing in the game, they'll prior to London, they'll both train on the same day. But apparently, I've been told that apparently it's going to be separate timings for the Colts and the Falcons. That's going to be interesting to try and bring both on the same day, as well as, of course, trying to showcase some of what Berlin has to offer as a tourist, as well as obviously the game itself. But Shane, how are you? I saw you went to a Ravens event recently. I saw you went to a UK Ravens fan event on the...
Yes, I'm a member of the UK Ravens, an official fan club that we do. They have meets in Bristol and Cardiff, are the easier ones for me to get to. So I went to the one in Cardiff, and it was about 28 of us there, I think it was. It was a really good night, and obviously our first win in 4 games. You know, our record this season has been absolutely horrible, to say the least. But it was nice to have a couple of pints and get involved with the community, see the boys and that. And, of course, they serve Strongbow in Cardiff. So, you know, I was all over that.
I was going to ask you, was there a Strongbow?
Yes. Oh, I was definitely pleased.
I can't believe you like that drink. I mean, I don't drink anyway. But when I did drink, I used to always hate to taste a Strongbow. When I first drank, I drank Magnus and Kopfberg, and then I went on to Budweiser and other drinks like that and cocktails, but I never ever enjoyed Strongbow ever. It was always, I think that and Carlsberg was probably the worst drinks I ever drank.
everyone said to me that strong, that it's a strong ball reminds them of being drunk in a field when they were, you know, like, say 14, 15, 16. I did that, but I never give it up. I'm very loyal, shall we say, to a certain brand. So things, you know, I'm a very loyal person, things stick with me. So yeah, I've been Strongbow since, ooh, what are we talking now? Got to be 20 years, because I turned a certain age last Thursday. It was, a week ago today, I turned a certain age. But yeah, I've been all the way through.
Well, congratulations on the 50th birthday.
Aye, 40. We don't tell everybody that, do we?
Well, it's the first time ever we've had this season when I've had guests on to preview the game week where my team's playing a certain team. The first time this year we've had both our teams on the same record. We didn't get a Jets fan on for the Jets preview, which is the only other time we've faced a team with the same that amount of wins, which is something I didn't really expect going into this game. But of course, Shane, you've got a mammoth to try and beat me this week. You've got the task of trying to beat me in Andy versus the guest. Let's find out what happened in last week's Andy versus the guest. Well, in the end, it was a resounding win for Dan, our guest, Dan Hambridge, who ends up winning the scoreline by 9-7. So we had pretty much most games the same. We had the Chiefs beating the Commanders, both had wins for the Chargers over the Vikings, you know, the Patriots over the Browns, Buccaneers over the Saints. But then I think where the real difference was our, we had four games with different scorelines. So we had, I had the Eagles beating the Giants and Dan had the Giants beating the Eagles. But whereas the other three games we had differently, Dan got them all right. So he had the Bears losing to the Ravens. He had the Broncos beating the Cowboys and he had the Packers beating the Steelers. Was I went for wins for the Bears, Cowboys and Steelers in the end. That's what cost me in Andy versus the guest, which means now, after 8 weeks going into week 9, it's currently 4-3 to me in Andy versus the guest. And Shane, your task is to try and level the scores and bring it to 4-4 before week 10.
Well, I haven't been doing too bad recently with my predictions on my, you know, on my bets each week. But then, who let me down last week? You a lot let me down last week. And who saw that Bengals Jets game coming? I think I had money on the Bengals to win as well. And who saw that coming? What a great finish!
Well, yeah, we and Dan both had wins for the Falcons and wins for the Bengals. And I think at one point, you know, it was the looking likely that it was going to be a win for the Bengals. I think they were 33-16 up in the start of the fourth quarter, end of the third. I don't think anyone thought the Jets was how bad they'd been, 0-7 at that point, to go and get the win. And I think they'll now, you know, they got a bye week this week along with the Browns, Eagles and Bucks. But, you know, they're going to have a lot of confidence now the rest of the year, not to win the next 8 or 9 games to make the playoffs, but I think certainly to get a couple more wins under their belt. I do think, yeah, that's a good thing for them. With the Bengals, we'll touch on it now because the Ravens are playing the Dolphins. But I think that result and just the both results of that weekend in general have really opened up the AFC North. I don't know what you think, Shane, because you think about if the Bengals had won, they'd be level on wins with the Steelers. Steelers, of course, lost to the Packers. And the Ravens, you know, were the underdogs to win that game against the Texans, even without Lamar Jackson. Even, you know, with Lamar Jackson not playing, you know, a lot of people were expecting, like me and Dan both were, for the Bears to win that game, not the Texans. What am I on about? But you think about the Ravens were 1-5 at this point. Steelers won 4 wins, Bengals on 3. You think about it could have easily been, Steelers could have gone to 5 wins, Bengals gone to 4 wins, and Ravens stayed at 1-5 or 1-7 if they'd gone out and lost that game to the Bears. But now, the way it's gone with the Ravens beating the Bears and the Steelers and Bengals both losing, it's now going to be just 2 wins between the Ravens and the Browns as well, for that matter, as well as the Bengals and the Steelers. So really, in what looked like, I think, you know, with one point, the Ravens season looked done since making the playoffs. Now, you've got Lamar Jackson reportedly back playing in tonight's game between the Dolphins and the Ravens on Thursday Night Football. The Bengals can't seem to defend, and the Steelers are probably the favourites to win it, but they've been the hit and miss recently. So it must give you some sort of hope, that win against the Bears, the fact that you could actually go on and still win the AFC North this season.
when I came on the show at the beginning of the show to do the season preview for the Ravens, we discussed the fact that the first seven games was a really hard start of the season with the likes of the Chiefs, the Lions, the Bills, you know. And yeah, we've basically managed to clamber through the gauntlet, got a lot of players injured in the process, and we only won one of those first six games. And that was against, you know, a poor Browns team. But then last weekend, everything fell into place. And if you look at the Ravens' remaining schedule now, beginning tonight, and if you compare that to the Steelers' remaining schedule, I still think we win the North. I really do. Because we've got everybody back now. There's nobody that's injured, nobody at all. LJ is back tonight now. And not being funny, and I'm not just saying this because it's you. I think we're going to win and win by a lot tonight. You know, because you know your team has been a little bit poor, shall we say, even though they did beat the Falcons last week. But I think this is where our season really kicks off. So I think tonight is going to be LJ's first game back after the injury, and I think he's going to be hungry for it. And I think we played really well against the Bears anyway, and Tyler Huntley got us back on the board. And I think it's basically improved morale around the team 100%. So I think our season continues tonight and with a win against the Dolphins.
I sadly agree with you. I would love to sit here because we had a change up slightly in coaching staff, you know, who's calling the plays, etc. And it made a difference. But then the Falcons were a team I called them before the worst team I'd imagine to bet on, because they're just every week.
Mm. Yeah.
You lose to the Panthers 30-0 and you beat the Bills in a short period of time.
It makes no sense.
They're such a hard team to predict, and I think whilst it was a good win, by far the best one of the season, and I just feel like it's hard to really get too excited about it when you know how inconsistent the Falcons are. I think a win tonight, I think, would really start to ramp up some hope. But I do think that with Lamar Jackson back, this is a perfect game for him to get right again, because the secondary, how poor it's been for us, I just don't think if you get Lamar Jackson, if he is even 60% of his normal self, and you get Derrick Henry doing the same thing, he's up to like 60%, 70% of what he can do. We got no chance of winning this game, even with the Ravens defense being as poor as it has been. So I think you guys win as well. And I do think you mentioned your schedule. It's very favorable now because you've got the Bengals twice, whose defense has been shaky. You've got the Bears. Okay, that's quite a hard game, but then you've already beaten them. So you know, you've got the Vikings who are struggling at the quarterback position. The Browns have been very poor, although really good on defense. Patriots, Packers, it's going to be a hard game, but I think it comes down to that. I think it might come down to that Week 18 game at the Steelers in Pittsburgh. I think that could be the game that decides who wins the AFC North. I don't think it's as strong as it was before, but I think I have no doubt that if Lamar Jackson were fully healthy, the Ravens might be 4 or 5 wins. Now you got him back, I think it's a perfect time to get him back, and I think there's a good chance that you could still win the division.
100%, but I think the sky's the limit now. The only hard games remaining, I think, personally, are, as you said, the Packers game on the 28th of December. I think that's going to be a tough one. And then you look at the two Steelers games. As I've said to you before, and I'll say it again, Ravens Steelers is like United Liverpool. The form book goes out the window. It's such an intense, heated rivalry. The form book goes out the window. So, I wouldn't like to put money on who's going to win those games, but I sincerely hope that we do, because I hate them so much.
Well, let's move on to the Sunday slate, going from the AFC North against the NFC North as the Bears travel to the Bengals in Pico Stadium. I am going to go win for the Bears. And they won 4 in a row, and they came up short against you guys, but I think this Bengals team showed their flaws once again. And I think, they put up a lot of points on offense, but they also let a lot of points go on defense. So for me, I think the Bears are a team again that can find ways to win games they shouldn't and lose games they should. But I think even in Cincinnati, I just don't trust this defense enough to stop this Bears offense, which I think has been for most parts this year fairly good. So I'm going to go for the Bears to win. Shane, are you in agreement, or are you going to go for the Bengals?
The Bears, to me, are a really frustrating team. They got all this talent all over the field. They got a really good first-year coach in Ben Johnson, and I think he's yet to be seen what he's really capable of in the head coach position. But I'm going to go with Joe Cool. I'm going to go with the Bengals. I think the fact that offense, they scored 30 points last week and managed to lose to the Jets, which is an anomaly any time of the year. But yeah, I still believe in Joe Cool and going with the Bengals.
Interesting. I thought with your loyalties towards your team, I thought you might have gone because that's what caused Dan to predict the Bears to lose, was because he just couldn't, as a Packers fan, he couldn't physically say the Bears would win a game.
I don't hate the Browns. I don't have no negative feelings towards the Browns or the Bengals. Just our other team. That other team.
Well, the Browns definitely have feelings towards you guys. Absolutely.
Oh, they do.
Next up is a repeat of last season's exciting last game affair, where you had the 14-3 Vikings against the 15-2 Lions. They face again, this time in different parts of their season. The Vikings are struggling a lot, and the Lions are getting better each week. And I'm going to go for that reason as well. A Lions win. I think that Lions, for me, I still think they win the NFC. I think they're a really good team. I think, you know, they've got no real key injuries this year so far. You've got Gibbs firing, Montgomery as well. And obviously, we all know what the offense can do. And I think this Vikings team, as good as they have been on defense, I think Carson Wentz has been terrible. And, you know, they have got now starting off. Carson Wentz has been ruled out for the season. In his place, I'm going to try and hope that I can not completely butcher this guy's name. So starting on Sunday, they're saying he might be McCarthy, but otherwise it could be a guy called Max Brosmer. Now, I need to check what the update is on that. But I think even with that, whether it is McCarthy, whether it is Brosmer, I think this Lions team win. I think even if it was Sam Darnold last year, or even Kirk Cousins when he was playing for the Vikings, I still think against this Lions team, it's just too strong. Every area, you know, you've got people like Jack Campbell, who made some really good plays a few weeks ago. So many good players on defense. I just, you know, even a bit part players can come in and make plays. So I see no way the Lions lose this game personally. They're at home as well against the Vikings. It is a division rivalry. So as you said before, form goes out the window in these kind of games. But I still think, give me a Lions win. Shane, for you, Lions or Ravens? Sorry, Lions or Vikings?
Do you remember last year and 2 years ago where the Lions were really, really good and everybody was excited and they were a really good team to watch and they were everybody's second favourite team? They've been less of a Lion, more of a Maine Coon this season. They've been all right. They haven't been, you know, electric, but they've been finding ways to get the job done. They're 5-2 at the minute, and I think JJ's going to start for Minnesota on Sunday. You've got to go Lions when you have to.
Absolutely. It's just too much of a difference in the quarterback, I think, personally, and other areas, you know, of the field. Moving on to our next game, which is in Green Bay, as the Green Bay Packers host the Carolina Panthers. Shane, who wins this for you?
I mean, like the Panthers are kind of like the Falcons, as you said. They're so unpredictable at the minute. You always think they're going to be awful and play a bad game, but then they manage to pull like a shocking win out. But I can't see him doing it this time. I think they're as Packers all the way.
I agree. I think the Panthers have been a really weird team. They had three wins in a row. They beat the Falcons earlier on in the season, 30-0. They beat us when they were 17-0 down. Then you watch them against the Bills and you watch them in some games where it looks so bad for this team. So, yeah, for me, the Panthers team, I think they're a team for the future. I do think there's some players in there. I think Bryce Young is at the time this season showed his potential, but I just think right now they're still 4-4. They're still, you know, got a decent record compared to what they had last year at this stage. So there's improvement there, but I think this Packers team is really legit. Danny, our guest on our last show, put them as his Super Bowl winner. I do think there's not really a lot of flaws with this team, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's a division rivalry in that NFC Championship game. I can see it being the Packers against the Lions, personally. I think it'll be, for me, I said it before, it's them two, the Eagles or Bucks, are winning that NFC for me. And I think I'll be shocked if it's not one of them. So yeah, Packers, that's quite an easy one. And Chargers Titans is our next game. Shane, who wins it for you?
Titans have been awful this year. I mean, like, they're expecting Cam Ward to change the franchise's fortunes, and you can't carry a whole team on one man's shoulders, especially, as I've always said, it's hard to transition from college to the pros, and there's so many differences. I mean, the class difference is a massive step up, and Cam Ward just hasn't got the weapons either, and I think he's getting an unfair treatment in Tennessee. But no, I think the Titans are going to lose, and the Chargers have been decent this year, you know, like I'm sure they've played us this year. I'm sure. No, we didn't beat them. We beat the Browns. That's right. No, I got to go Chargers all the way. Titans are awful.
Yeah, they're literally one of the worst teams I've seen in a while. Mm-hmm. And even I said before in the last show and many shows before that, they had the luckiest win I've ever seen in my life. That win against the Cardinals should not have been a win at all. They should be 0-8 for me, personally, if the Cardinals knew how to win games functionally. They've been awful. Cam Ward has been making some weird comments in recent press conferences, but I think he's one for the future. I think he's shown me at times what he can do, and I just think how you expect him to perform and succeed when you've given him that bad of a team around him. Like, no one to throw to really at all. We've got Pollard and you could argue Calvin Ridley, but there's not many weapons he has available to him. And
Tarjay Spears, you're a lot.
It's not, that's not, I don't think Tarjay Spears is one that's going to inspire you to win championships.
No, not really, no.
Our next game is involving, I'm calling this the 28-3 bowl as the Falcons take on the Patriots in a repeat of Super Bowl 51. I think we all know what happened in that game. I'm going to go win for the Patriots. I do think they're slight pretenders with their record. I do think that they are a team that has beaten really bad teams, a bit like the Dolphins a couple of years ago. I still question, despite the win against Bills, I do question whether they would go far in the playoffs if they came up against the Chiefs or the Bills or a hot Ravens team if they got hot and made it into the playoffs. I just think Drake May, for me, has been an MVP contender. And I do think this team's been good. But I think calling May the MVP, calling Patriots contenders, I think for me is a little bit of an early statement to make. I think they'll probably go 1-0 or 1-1 or maybe they'll go 1-done. But I just don't see them going that far in the playoffs. But the Falcons team for me is a team I don't want to bet on because they're a team that is so unpredictable. So
they can't be trusted.
Say that again.
They can't be trusted.
No, absolutely not. They're a team that is so unpredictable. And I think this Patriots team, they're making plays on defense. They're finding different receivers to throw to. You've got Keyshawn Booty, Stephon Diggs still making plays as well. I've seen this team is good. Not, I don't think, great, but I think they've been really good. The record doesn't lie, and I think they'll beat the Falcons to go 7-2. Shane, Falcons or Patriots for you?
Well, we always said when I was on the podcast with the boys that the Pats are going to be a team to watch out for this year because they've really filled a lot of gaps on offense and defense and made the team better. Drake May, as you said, is really consistent and really playing well. So I think, you've got to be the Pats. But then again, they're also sort of fortunate due to the fact they've got a soft schedule. But yeah, I think Pats.
Well, next up is a game between the 49ers and the New York Giants who... This one, for me, is a shame that we're missing Scatterbook. I think Scatterbook could have caused some problems to this Niners team. But I think that injury is... Obviously, you got your best running back and your best receiver both out injured for the season. They found ways to win still. They got a couple of wins despite injuries. But for me, I think this 49ers team runs all over them, literally.
It's very much a coin flip game for me. Like you said, if Cam Scarborough was playing and Roma Dunze was there, I probably would go for a Giants win, to be fair. But yeah, I'd go Niners then. I think it's going to be a battle of the most healthier team at this point, and it's only week 9. But yeah, I'd go for the Niners, I think.
Well, next up is the shock story of the season so far. The Indianapolis Colts, they are 7-1 against the 4-3 Steelers. Shane, who wins it for you?
I'm going to put money on Jonathan Taylor to run over these horrible people. I really am. I got to go for the Colts, not just because I'm massively, massively biased, ever so slightly. I think, as I said, you said they're the shock story of the season, 7-1. Who saw that coming? Jonathan Taylor has been arguably MVP candidate, even though everyone knows the MVP award is a quarterback award. It is. We know it is. But yeah, I think I go for the Colts, definitely.
Yeah, me too. I think that Jonathan Taylor is an MVP candidate for a reason. He's got something like 4 100-yard rushing games and 3 games with 3 touchdowns. He's having an amazing season, and I think that Daniel Jones is sort of having a good year, being forgotten about a little bit because of how good Taylor's been. I think Taylor, I think Jones gets media. I think Jones gets taught because of how bad he was at the Giants, and that's the main narrative. But I think in terms of how they're playing, Taylor's been sensational. But really, I kind of feel like still no one's talking about him. Maybe it's because the Colts, maybe it's because they're not a a desirable team and not like a fashionable team. It's not like
they're a sexy team, are they? Let's put it as it is. They're not a sexy team, and no one thought Daniel Jones would do anything. He's taken their hope from the draft a few years ago, Andy Richardson, who should be carrying this team now, and he's put his team on his back.
I think the season's been a really damning indictment on Richardson. He's not even played because, you know, when he was playing, there was a lot of people who are of the opinion of Colts fans, especially, of like, I'll give him time, or, you know, he's not been given the right situation. You give him Daniel Jones, a guy who's been criticised by everyone, you know, when he was the Giants and his brief time on the Vikings roster, you know, people were saying this guy is not good at all. He was a figure of many memes, and not just because he fell over in a game. You know, this is the guy who really, a bit like Sam Darnold, that's why I think they are the Vikings of last year. I think that's how their season will end. I just feel like Daniel Jones has been so overwritten, and yet he's come in with pretty much the same team and looked much better. And he's been durable as well. He's not been injured at any point, whereas that was a lot Richardson's fault, was his injury record as well. And I just feel like, for me, it's just really damning one. I think this could be the end of his career as a starter already without even playing, because of how good someone else who's been ridiculed themselves has looked with the same team. So for me, yeah, it's really worrying. But I do think the Steelers have been, for me, better than we thought. I think Rodgers has been fairly good as a Steelers quarterback. You know, and Metcalf starting to find his own. The defense has been playing well. But in the end, I think there's definitely flaws there, which, you know, is why they're 4-3 and not 7-1 like the Colts. Next up is a game involving the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos. I am going to go win for the Broncos. I trust this defense to cause a problem for the Texans O-line. I think the Texans got a win against the Niners. That was great. But I think against this defense, the Broncos, I think they're going to have a real tough game, even at home. I think this game will be tough for the Texans. And I'm going to give them the win over the loss to the Broncos. Shane? You, Broncos, or Texans?
Which Texans team is going to show up? The Texans team that put 40 points on us, or the Texans team that have been playing awful for the vast majority of the season? No, I think I have to agree with you on that one. I think the Broncos will win. The Broncos are one of those non-sexy teams, again, which find ways to win. And they're sort of very underrated, in all honesty. They kind of fly under the radar a lot of the time. So I think, yeah, I'm going for the Broncos.
Yeah, I think they're a team that, I don't think they're quite at the contender stage yet. I don't think they're a team that's going to win Super Bowls or even make Super Bowls, but I think they're definitely on for winning that AFC West. I still think the Chiefs do win the AFC West, but I still think the Broncos are going to run them a lot closer. It's going to be a lot harder for them to win the division than maybe what it was in the past 6-7 years. Next up is a game involving the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Las Vegas Raiders. Shane, who wins this for you?
Again, the Jags are another one of those teams where they've got talent all over the field, and which team's going to show up. I'm going to go with the Raiders, because it looks like Brock Bowers was a full participant in practice on Wednesday, so he should be good to go by Sunday. I'm going to go for the Raiders. I think Geno needs to put his finger out now, otherwise their season's going to slip away, and I think this might be a signature win for them.
Interesting. If I'm honest, I've gone for the Jags. I think the Jags are really, and it's a weird one, because you see them beat the Chiefs and they win it. It was a crazy ending with Lawrence's touchdown. You see them and go, okay, this team's legit. And that's even without Brian Thomas really showing up much of the season. And then they go and pull out a stinker in London. And now I think that win, you know, as well as having, you know, the fact they had, you know, way more days in London to prepare and get used to the time zone, and they still put up that much of a stinker. I do think, while saying that, I think that was against a good Rams team. I think the Jags will be a team that's going to win games against, you know, a team they should be. And now and again, they'll win a game like that against the Chiefs. But then they'll lose when they come up against a team that, you know, is much stronger and a much better team. I think that's when they'll struggle. So I think they'll win this game. I think they'll beat the Raiders, because I think the Raiders have been really poor for me. I think Smith has been, I think, really bad for the Raiders team. I'm considering his Pete Carroll as the head coach. I'm surprised he's playing that badly. And I do question whether Ashton Gentry has lived up to his draft stock so far. He had a couple of good games here and there, but he hasn't been quite the guy that I thought he was. So I think even at home, I can see the Jags getting the win here. I really can. Next up, speaking of the Rams, who took on the Jags a couple of weeks ago, after their bye week, they host the New Orleans Saints. For me, this is an easy one. A really easy one for me to pick. Insofar as well, which I know they haven't got many home fans, Saints fans will travel hard. I think there'll be a lot of black and gold in SoFi on Sunday at 9:05 in the UK. But I think this Rams team is way too strong. I think this Rams team, for me, is a real contender. I think there's not many flaws in this Rams team. And I think even if Nacua is not fully healthy, which I think he might be, kind of, what, 2 weeks off, you got Devontae Adams, who excelled in London, has been a really good WR2 for the Rams. You got Kieran Williams. You got even Blake Corum as a backup running back. You've got this young defense, which also has some experience as well. It's a team that I think that is well coached by McVay. They're going to be, if they're not at least in the divisional round this year, I'll be absolutely stunned if they're not at that stage in the playoffs. So, yeah, for me, give me the Rams to win. Shane, are you in agreement?
Oh, they will be 100% being in the divisional round. I genuinely think they will. They're a team with talent all over the field. Kyron Williams is class. Devontae Adams, to be as good as he is, to be their wide receiver two, how good must your team be if you can afford to put him as your second best wide receiver? I think they're fantastic, and I genuinely think they're going to put a lot of points on the Saints, because the Saints are awful.
It's awful. I mean, they've recently announced they're going to play Tyler Shuck in the game. But I think even if it's Spencer Rattler, whoever you've got as quarterback in that game, I'm not expecting much from this at all from them. I think they'll be, which we'll give our predictions. Actually, we'll give it now, because we asked Danny on the last show who his MVP was. And we also asked him who he think will have the number one overall pick in next year's draft. Now, do you think it's the Saints who will have that number one overall pick, or are you thinking it's someone else that might have that pick in Pittsburgh in April next year?
Well, I think, yeah, it was going to come down to the Saints or the Jets, but I think the Jets showed that there's enough grit in the organisation to at least grind out one win. You know, I don't see anything there with the Saints at all. Former Louisville quarterback Tyler Shuck, because I've literally dipped my toe into college football last year, and Louisville is a team I keep an eye on. So, yeah, you haven't done a lot. Spencer Rattler haven't done a lot. It's a case of, like, I saw a phrase today, a Bugatti in a trailer park with Chris Olave. You know, he really needs to go somewhere else to if he wants to be competitive. His career is being wasted in New Orleans. But yeah, I think it's the Saints are going to have the number one pick, guaranteed.
I think it could be the Titans for me. I can see them still, you know, having that first pick, I think. They have been just, for me, so bad. For me, this should be 0-8. This should be winless. So that was my pick. And whilst we're on it, who was your MVP pick? Who, if you say you're here and you've been given the pen and you can write down and you can have a vote in the MVP voting, which quarterback are you writing down? Or which player are you writing down? Most likely a quarterback, but, you know, who are you writing down on your piece of paper?
Firstly, I'll give you a quick tip. Did you know on Sky Bet, Lamar Jackson is 150-1 to win the MVP? That's crazy. That's crazy, right? Yeah, and as we said earlier on, it's a quarterback's award. It is, and it's a shame. But you can't look past Josh Allen again. Josh Allen's been playing, you know, out of his mind. He picked up where he left off last year. And we'll speak about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes fairly shortly. But I would love to see Jonathan Taylor have it. Someone different, you know, because he's been really, really good running back in the league for years. And now only fairly recently, people started to sort of sit up and take notice.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see that. But for me personally, I do feel like if Barkley has that good of a season, for me, I think the best rushing season I've ever seen in my 15 years watching the sport. I wasn't really watching it when Peterson got MVP. It was sort of more of a highlight thing. But since I've been watching it properly in like 2015 time, I don't think I've seen a better season rushing. If he can't win an MVP on that season, I don't think anyone can. The ninth player in history to get 2,000 rushing yards. You know, you have the most combined pro season and regular season yards combined as well. So you had that record. You guide the team to Super Bowl. You're a big factor in making it and winning that NFC Championship game against Commanders. You didn't have much of an impact in the Super Bowl, but if he can't win it after that season, yeah. I don't think anyone can personally. I think unless there's no quarterback stands out at all and a running back has that season again, or even a wide receiver, I just don't think there's any way personally a non-quarterback can win it at all. But it was actually a punter who won it in 1984. Fun fact for everyone there. So, you know, that seems, nowadays, that seems absolutely insane that a punter can win it.
It'll never happen again.
No. Unless there's a new rule where punters can, you know, or unless there's literally a punter who scores 15 touchdown passes from fake punts.
Yeah, or something completely ridiculous like that.
Well, we mentioned Mahomes now, and that is our next game, which once again, it isn't on prime time. It's our late Sunday game, which I'm guessing is going to be on Fox Sports, as is our Tony Romo's two favourite quarterbacks in the NFL. Chiefs against the Bills. You've got the 5-3 Chiefs against the 5-2 Bills in Buffalo as well. Shane, I'll give you the honours. Who is winning this game for you?
This will be a preview of the AFC title game. 100%. 2 years ago, this would have been appointment of Vue TV. I mean, I'm only saying that because the Chiefs ain't as good as they were 2 years ago, I don't think. I think they've lost a lot, even though they got Xavier Worthy back now, who looks like a completely different player from last year. Yeah, Mahomes is throwing to him a lot. But I got to go for the Bills. And in all honesty, they're probably my Super Bowl favourite as well. I think the Bills are playing really well. Josh Allen is absolutely incredible. He is literally filling in the Lamar Jackson role this year of the face of the league, I think. Yeah, I got to go for the Bills 100%. But the only thing is, because they're home as well, will the weather play into it as well, do you think?
I haven't seen the forecast, if I'm honest. I'll check it now, actually. What is the forecast?
It's always cold in Buffalo.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I was lucky when I went this time of year, I wore a t-shirt and jeans. It was great.
Wow.
But looking at it now, actually Sunday is meant to be, I don't know whether they're doing Celsius or non-Celsius, but it says 11 degrees and sunny. Gets about, yeah, let's see, their time about, you know, 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be sunny. So it looks like it's not too bad. I don't see any snow predicted. It says partly sunny, so it looks like it's actually going to be quite nice. Different story in December, but, you know, this is a fact they have in their favour. But, you know, I think the Bills win as well. Their record against the Chiefs in the regular season is immaculate. It's something like 4-1, but then they've never beaten the playoffs. I do agree with you. I do think this is the AFC Championship game. And I do think this is the year where they beat them in the playoffs in that part of the round. But then I still think never, ever write off the Chiefs. Never, ever write them off. But I think in a regular season setting, I can see the Bills winning this game. I think this will be, I said it before in our season predictions, this will be the earliest division crowning this season, the AFC East. I don't think, no, having said that, actually the Patriots have been pretty good. Maybe not. But either way, I think the Bills will be eager to win this game. So yeah, give you the Bills over the Chiefs. Sunday Night Football is in Washington, our penultimate game to preview, as they host the Seahawks. I'm going for a Seahawks win. I kind of feel that Commanders are a team that have been really, again, really hard to predict. They don't know whether they got Daniels back. The team seems to have progressed a lot since that magical run last year, and I kind of feel that maybe it was a one-off when that maybe we won't see again from them in a bit. Their roster right now feels a bit aging and a bit, you know, almost like they try to go all in and the players they've got haven't been up to scratch. It just feels to me, yeah, not quite there. It seems a bit disjointed, this team. And I think the Seahawks team have been better than I thought they'd be. Sam Darnold's been really good. Jackson Smith and Jigba has been one of the best receivers this season. He's been absolutely electric. And I think this defense can cause problems to either Mariota or Daniels. So I'm going to go for the Seahawks to win this game. Shane, for the penultimate time this episode, who wins this game for you?
In all honesty, Matt, if I had a script, right, it sounds like you would have literally read off the script I have. I'm completely on board with everything you said. The team has regressed since last year, since that run last year. And Jaden Daniels has been a bit, it's that sophomore slump, isn't it? It's the same one that that TJ Stroud had as well. They just can't seem to have as good second season as they did their first. So yeah, I gotta go Seahawks as well. And Jackson Smith and Jigba has been phenomenal. There's argument of him being the best wide receiver in the NFL. So any team who's got someone like that on their offense is gonna be really good. So I generally think Seahawks, yeah.
I totally agree. Our final game is in Dallas, Texas, as the Cowboys host the Arizona Cardinals. Chase, who wins this for you?
This is a tough one, even though apparently Kyler's going to be back for the Cardinals. That may be the only thing that sort of, you know, would have pushed them over the line. But again, the Cowboys are an up and down team as well, you know, with some. It's a coin flip, so I'm probably going to go with, I go with the Cowboys. George Pickens has been playing really well for them. Same as they got CD back in regular rotation now, and probably one of my favourite tight ends, Jake Ferguson, plays for them as well. So I think, yeah, Cowboys.
I agree. I've gone for the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys have been, I think, a little bit better than advertising. They're 3-4-1, so they're not on a winning record. But I think there's been times this year in the Eagles game. You know, they put up a good fight, and they've had some great performances this season, but also some really bad ones. But I do think they'll get the win here. I think they'll bounce back from that loss in Denver. I think this Cardinals team, they just don't seem to know how to win games at the moment. They're in a real bit of a rut at the moment, and I think when you got CeeDee Lamb and Pickens to throw to for Dak, I think he could cause some real problems for this Cardinals secondary. And I think it's in Texas as well, which I know isn't always the biggest advantage because of that greenhouse effect where it seems to like blind quarterback's eyes. I think at home, I think they'll find a way to win on Monday Night Football. And that is the end of the predictions. We've gone for, in total, only two games different to each other. So we've both gone for wins for the Ravens, Lions, Packers, Chargers, Pats, Niners, Colts, Broncos, Rams, Bills, Seahawks, and Cowboys. Whereas in Jags, Raiders, I've gone for win for the Jags. Shane has gone for the Raiders, whereas Shane has gone for the Bengals to beat the Bears, whereas I have gone for the Bears. But there we are. That is the end of our Week 9 preview. Shane, once again, huge thank you for coming on the show.
Anytime, my old buddy, anytime.
Well, great stuff. We'll have you on again, I'm sure, during the season. If the Ravens make the playoffs, then even more so we'll get you on. But in the meantime, this has been the Across the Pod NFL Podcast. As ever, your host today, Andy Davis, with our guest today in Ravens fan, Shane Harris. And we'll see you guys next time.